Scarcely Can Speak. Written by Pep. Read by Opal Song. Fandom, Moldauzu Shut. Rating, explicit. Relationship, Jung Yun Lee, Jin Zixuan. Also tagged for, pegging, emotional intimacy, oral sex, praise kink, blink and you'll miss it, breeding kink, anal fingering, anal sex, fluff and smut, dirty talk, and alternate universe, modern setting. Recorded for Kinktober 2025. Sometimes Yun Lee gets a look on her face, something a little smug, a little self-satisfied, and it means the same thing every time. It means she's thinking. Jin Zixuan loves his wife very much, but it is undeniable that she's a little evil. Considering how terrible her brothers are, he counts himself lucky that her evil manifests, generally, in the form of playful mischief, as opposed to, for example, putting beetles in his sheets. Unlike some Jiang siblings he could name. That doesn't mean she's not evil, though. She is. She's cruel and unbending. Ashwan, she says. Purrs? Jin Zixuan isn't certain he's allowed to describe people as purring. It's her baby kitten. Please do things for me before I ask for them. Voice, though, the one that makes him sit up straight every time. Will you come here for me? He eyes her suspiciously, but he can't deny her anything, and hasn't been able to for years. He goes to her, feeling like he's loitering. She's folded up, tiny and pretty on their couch, her feet tucked up underneath her and a book open in her lap. He fights the urge to fidget. There's a voice that sounds an awful lot like his mother in his head every time he slouches, and he'd really rather not she intrude here. And Jung Yun Lee tips her face up to smile at him. He smiles back helplessly. She really is beautiful. He loves her desperately. I think, she tells him, that you would look good kneeling. It's not an order, per se, or even a request, and he'd be free to ignore it, but she's very beautiful, and he loves her very much, so he gets on his knees for her. She brushes the back of her knuckles across his cheekbone like a kiss, and he sways forward in a tiny little motion. Good. She says, and it feels like getting pushed over by a wave in the best way. Good boy. She taps his bottom lip, and he opens his mouth for her to slip two fingers inside, just resting them on his tongue. She doesn't have big fingers. She's small. Not dainty, but not big. But they're still enough to choke him when she presses them all the way to the back. When she strokes them past his tongue and over his soft palate instead. He lets her make him gag, shuddering and helpless, And he loves her, loves her, loves her. He looks up at her with watery eyes, and she smiles for him, sweet, and says, "Ashwin, here," and spreads her legs. She's not wearing anything beneath her skirt except black leather straps that cut beneath her hips, loop around her thighs, and break up all that bare skin. A cock, his very favorite, least favorite, the one that's too big and makes him... She takes her fingers out of his mouth and drags his spit over his chin, and he looks up at her with stars in his eyes, breathing through his mouth. Too noisy, but he can't stop. "Ali," he croaks. His voice sounds terrible. "Why don't you put it in your mouth, Ashwin?" Jung Yen Lee asks, sweet, and curls her fingers into his hair to pull him in. It's times like these that he's glad it's whatever it's made of, instead of skin, because it's too big not to get caught on his teeth, and hurting her because he's bad at giving head is a horrible thought. "Yeah," he breathes, and leans in to run his tongue all along the length of it, bottom where it's pressed against her, all the way to the tip of it. It tastes like clean plastic and nothing, but the way she watches him makes it something, makes him shivery hot for it. He's so hard it's making his stomach hurt a little bit. He's not good at it, but that's why she likes it. He struggles to fit it into his mouth and gags easily, makes a mess with spit down his face, and she croons and twists his hair around her fingers and says, soft, "Good, good, good, my good boy, my beautiful Ashwin." He moves to take the cock deeper, and she holds him back by the hair, making him whine high in his throat. "I think you should get yourself ready for me," she tells him, smiling when he looks up at her with big, wet eyes. She's beautiful from this angle. Her thighs are wet, but she looks so put together otherwise, other than the spots of color high on her cheeks. Her eyes are sparkling, dark, and fuck, he loves her. He wants to... "Can I..." He cuts off, eyes darting to the side, and then soldiers on, because Yen Li loves when he asks, "Can I kiss you?" She laughs, startled and pretty, and strokes his hair back from his face. "I thought you were going to ask for lube, Baobei," she says, and he doesn't even have time to... really get embarrassed about it before she's tugging him up to straddle her lap on the couch. His cock presses against her belly this way, and her cock nudges up between his legs, and she has to tip her face up to kiss him, but it's so fucking good he could die. She brushes their mouths together so softly it aches, and then flicks her tongue against his bottom lip, and they're actually kissing instead of pantomiming it, wet and hot. She tastes like the tea she's been drinking, and he wants to curl up against her forever, wants to live in the space between her throat and her shoulder where she's soft and strong. He gives her his hand when she taps him, and she slicks his fingers with lube, which is good because fingering himself open for her dry would be disastrous. It's bad, too, because now he has to try and struggle out of his pants one-handed, and it's... She laughs at him, softly, into his mouth, at the way he has to shift. She gasps sweetly when he bumps her cock at an angle that knocks it back against her clit. He does it again, accidentally on purpose, and she puts her fingers back in his hair and pulls until he's an arch of wanting. "Ashwin," she says, tone half a warning. He stutters out a noise that he pretends isn't a whine and puts his fingers into himself. He doesn't work himself up to it because the angle isn't good anyway, kneeling astride her lap, and he doesn't want to shift to give himself leverage if it means putting too much of his weight across her thighs. "Ugh," he says, not because it feels good, but because she looks at him like he's hung the stars and God, God, he's never loved someone so much. He's never felt so loved. Jungyeon Lee has never made him feel like anything less than who he is. And somehow, miraculously, who he is exactly who Jungyeon Lee wants him to be. Good, she tells him, and cups her hands around his hips, pressing her thumbs into the soft place to the insides of his hip bones. My good boy, are you making yourself wet for me? A flash of heat goes through him, top to bottom, and makes him shudder. He presses another finger in, messy and uncoordinated, and nods. Yeah, he says, stupid for it. For her. His calves rest along the soft outsides of her thighs, just brushing up against the leather straps, and he's so, so grateful to be able to touch her. Yeah, for you, it's... Thank you, she says, and tips her smiling face up for him to kiss. He can't coordinate it for anything, but he tries, and she bites her love into his bottom lip, into the corners of his mouth. So good for me, my Ashwan. You always do just what I want. He pulls his fingers out with a wet noise and says, desperate, Ali, please, please let me. Because he wants her so bad he can taste it in the back of his throat. Her fingers slip from his hip to test at where he's opened himself up for her, slipping inside to see how well he's done. He grits out a noise and curls forward, pushing his face into the crook of her neck. He can feel himself dripping on her dress, wet, if not in the way that she's asking for, and can't even spare the presence of mind to be embarrassed. You can, she decides, and slides her fingers out so she can help him position himself over her cock. His thighs are trembling with the strain of holding himself up, but he'll die if he hurts her. And she's so small. Even if she's larger than life in presence and the space she takes up in his stupid brain. Beautiful. Ride me, Ashwan. Show me how well you can take me. He shudders hard and sits back against her cock, and it nudges at his hole before slipping up. Too wet and not quite loose enough. He has to brace it with a hand before he can get it wedged up against him properly. And it's so fucking embarrassing how desperately he wants it. The noise he makes is something cracked open and helpless. He slides down so, so slow. It's big and he feels small like this. Even when he's aware of how careful he has to be to keep Yunli safe from his own weight. She smudges kisses along his throat and collarbone because she can't reach his mouth when he's sat up properly and nips him every time he hesitates. Fuck, he grits out and hitches his hips up and down restlessly to try and improve the angle. It's too much. The angle's strange. He can't. You can, Jungyeon Lee says, curling her fingernails into the flesh of his hips. You can and you will. I can feel how wet you are for me, Ashwan, my pretty boy. My husband wants me to fuck him so badly. It's an honor. He huffs a hot breath against her collarbone and slips down another inch, trying to meet her expectations. Even if he knows that he can't disappoint her, he doesn't ever want to. She strokes her hands up his body, curving around his waist and ribs, then back down. Like she's soothing an animal. She's so patient, so sweet. He loves her. Ah, he loves her. He loves her. His ass meets her thighs and he trembles all around her, squeezing down on her cock even though he knows she can't feel it that way. Good boy, she whispers, mouthing a kiss across his cheekbone. He can feel the flats of her teeth. And he wishes, stupidly, that she'd bite him there, bite him anywhere, press marks into him that will never go away. My beautiful husband, taking me so well. He ekes out a little whine and rolls his hips in a way he knows feels good for her, pressing the base of the strap up against her, And it feels so deep, too deep. But it's good for him, too, even if it aches. Ali, he says, helpless, and lifts up the tiniest bit to drop back down. Ali, Ali, I want... I know, she says, and she doesn't sound so unaffected anymore. She sounds like she's getting something out of this. Voice rough, like she's turned on and wanting it. It makes him even more desperate to please her. Grinding too deep so he can make her feel good, make her come. My Ashwan wants my, ah. She's blushing, the way she always does when she thinks something dirty and can't decide if she wants to say it or not. And Zishuan leans to press his mouth against her hot cheek, like he can taste her flush. Want it, he agrees, even though he doesn't know what she's going to say. Because he does. He'll take anything that she wants to give him. My cock, she whispers. And he grits out a noise at the way her tongue curls around it, the soft consonants of it. Yeah, he says, and reaches between them to jerk himself off. Yeah, I want it. I want... Tell me. She gasps, lifting her hips to meet him. Her nails are biting into his hips, stinging, and it's so good he could cry. Tell me. Tell me, Ashwan. Want your cock, he says, and he's probably blushing too, all down the back of his neck. You're, fuck, Ali, want you to fuck me, yeah, yeah. She echoes and squirms underneath him, her eyes wide and wanting. Her lips are swollen with the way she's biting them, and she's so, so pretty, so strong, his wife. I wish I could, tell me. He echoes her words. He's shivering. He's so close, her cock knocking against his prostate every time he grinds down in tiny, desperate little rolls. Ali, I wanna, tell me. I, she whimpers and bucks her hips up against him so hard it makes them both yelp. His fingers go tight on his cock and he's achingly close to the edge, but he wants to know. He's so desperate for whatever she's struggling to put into words. I wish I could come in you. Wish I could get you, The heat rolls through him from his feet up to the top of his head, inexorable, and he comes with a strangled, helpless noise when she whispers, pregnant, up against his ear. It's embarrassing, except she's whining desperately and trying to nudge her hips up against the base of the strap-on, making him jolt with helpless overstimulation. He knows how hard it is for her to come this way, just the pressure against her clit. So he struggles off her lap and throws himself at her feet, scraping his teeth against her soft inner thigh while they untangle the straps together. He can feel how open she is, wet and strange, and he keeps thinking, pregnant, over and over in a bell tone, jolting and tugging at his arousal with sharp, desperate hooks. She drops the strap-on off to the side, and he finally puts his mouth on her, pulling her close with his hands under her ass. She's so wet. Too wet, probably, for it to feel like much of anything at all. The first slide of his tongue entirely frictionless. And she keens when he shoves his tongue into her, where she's hot and open and wet. His nose bumps her clit and she wails, hands twisting up in his hair and yanking hard enough to hurt. Her first orgasm comes in a fast little jolt, making her squeeze her thighs around his head. But he just licks her through it and doesn't stop, because she can come three times sometimes if he's willing to work for it. He puts his clean fingers inside of her so she can squeeze around them and traces the alphabet against her clit with his tongue. Gives her the flat of it to grind against when she's bucking up for more. This orgasm takes longer, and he can feel how it builds and the way that she goes tighter and then tighter around his fingers until he can barely crook them inside her, until she finally comes with a sharp little squeak. She rocks against him, taking her fill of him. And he loves when she's greedy, loves her. He loves everything about her. He licks her clean while she's shuddering and giggling through the afterjolts, and kisses the taste of her into her own mouth, chasing her laughter with his tongue. He helps her climb out of the stained dress, and she repays the favor by helping him the rest of the way out of his clothes. "Ashwan," she says, sweetly complaining, and tugs at him until he climbs up onto the couch with her and puts his head on her chest. "Ali," he replies, precisely matching her tone. He strokes a hand down her bare side, the soft curve of her waist. "You want to fuck me pregnant, Ali?" She gasps and twists under him, and he can feel how hot she goes with his mouth on her throat. "Don't tease," she says, and pinches him until he yelps and laughs in the same breath. "It's, I don't know." She's so embarrassed, so sweet. He loves her with something that aches in between every single one of his ribs, like the feeling is too big for his chest. He goes quiet and lets her subside, listens to her heartbeat slow until the perfect time for him to say, "We can give Yufuren so many grandchildren with Ali's big dick." She wheezes and dumps him unceremoniously off her lap while he laughs, helpless and in love with everything about her. The end. If you enjoyed this podfic and would like to leave a comment for me or for the author, you're more than welcome to do so. If you'd like to leave a comment for me, the podficker, you can do so on the podfic post, which is probably wherever you found this podfic to begin with. If you'd like to leave a comment for the author, you can do so on the text post, which will be linked from the podfic post. Thanks for listening.